This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
The Prospect Review Podcast is your source for the latest news and information on the 2014 NFL Draft.
We're the 29th pick. The New England Patriots like.
Now here to preview the prospects, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Monday, April 14th. 2014, and we're back with another Patriots.com prospect podcast here, as we promised last week. And we promised this week no fights will ignite in the middle of this podcast as we move on from the quarterbacks, which somehow sparked a great debate despite the fact that Tom Brady still resides in New England. And we will talk about some wide receivers, maybe getting some help for number 12, despite, as we've talked about on PFW in Progress throughout the spring, Patriots have a number of players that would seem to be locks for the wide receiver position, assuming they are healthy. When you look at the return of Julian Edelman, the return of Danny Amendola, the return of last year's rookie crop, which includes Aaron Dobson, Josh Boyce, and Kenbrell Tompkins. Obviously, they added Brandon LaFell, so wouldn't appear to be a ton of holes on the depth chart. That said, Patriots have been tied to some draft prospects, including first-round potential talents like a Kelvin Benjamin out of FSU. But, Paul, we will start near the top of the draft because there is a prospect that could very well be a top-five pick in Sammy Watkins out of Clemson, the playmaker. 6'1", 210. Give me your first impressions of Watkins because, you know, there's reports the Lions – there's a shock. The Lions like a receiver. Talking about trading up for Watkins. Give me a quick overview of what you think Sammy Watkins can be in the National Football League.
I think he could be a very good player. I think he is a dynamic presence, a home run hitting type guy. Not, however, a guy that I would go out of my way to move up to get. I don't think he's a Calvin Johnson type. He doesn't have that kind of size and game-changing ability, but I think he's a very good receiver. I understand why he is considered to be the best, if not one of the best, if not the best in the class. I just don't think he's that kind of a game changer. Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, those kinds of bigger game-changing receivers, I don't think he's in that mold. But really good hands, ability to go over the middle, dynamic with the ball in his hands as well. One thing that concerns me, though, I'm not sure how many receivers Dabo Swinney has sent to the NFL, so I don't know how important that is for, you know, in this particular case.
I just
case.
Promised we wouldn't have a fight.
I made no such a promise.
You mentioned size.
I like him more than you do.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Sammy Watkins. I think he's good, maybe even very good. I don't think he's top five good. And
yeah,
there's
I would tend to agree with you on that.
And I also have said, and I'm consistent with this dating back to last year, if I'm taking a guy even in the top 10, he better have the whole package, size, speed, and these, you know, Tavon Austin last year. Playmaker, no doubt about the speed, but lacks that all-around package that I think I'd be looking for in the top 10. A guy who may have that package is Mike Evans out of Texas A&M, Johnny Football's boy. We talked a little bit about the fact that he threw some prayers up and said, Evans, go get it. We'll make me some plays. And he made him plays. Guy who had 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, 6'5", 231. And I think maybe he opened some eyes with a 4.5 40, not exactly slow a foot. So if you put that all together, I actually think Evans may end up being the best receiver in this draft. And to me, has the best, you know, franchise receiver package. I don't know how you feel about him.
Yeah, all the stuff I said that Watkins didn't have, Evans does have. He has the ability to make those plays with just his size and strength alone. And you mentioned his 40 time was a little bit better, I think, than a lot of the draft experts thought heading in. I would agree with you. I would flip-flop these two. I would have Evans be my number one wide receiver guy. I like Watkins a lot. But I think that the size and speed and strength that Evans has separates him a little bit from Watkins.
Now, our friends over at NFLDraftScout.com have four other guys who they have as potential first-round picks or maybe early second-round. Marquise Lee out of USC. Kelvin Benjamin, another very big receiver, 6'5", 240. Odell Beckham Jr. out of LSU. He's a smaller guy, 5'11", just under 200 pounds. And my guy, Brandon Cooks out of Oregon State, 5'10", 189. They call him Sonic Boom. I think he is the DeSean Jackson. The Patriots were tied. Maybe they were interested in DeSean Jackson. I think if you're really looking for that type of player, and I'm not sure I would be if I were them, but if you're looking for that undersized, playmaker, speed burner. To me, 4-3-3, he has the total package. And to me, he reminds me of the various things that DeSean Jackson can do with a football.
Yeah, I agree with you. I love him. And I like Beckham a lot, too. I don't like Lee as much, and I don't like Benjamin as much. Benjamin has the size that a lot of people like, and I think that's what's sort of throwing him in there. I don't think that he showed the consistency necessarily. And Lee, I think, is one of those guys. He's going to be a solid complimentary receiver, I think, in the NFL. I think he's a number two kind of guy. I like Beckham a lot, and I like Cooks a lot. And we read it and talked a lot on PFW in Progress about some of the things we're reading off field about a guy like Brandon Cooks is, to me, very impressive. You know, a playmaker, a dynamic presence, but considered a high character guy. And that really jumped off the page when I read that on NFL Draft Scout, because
receivers, but I'll say contradictory to what you might expect.
Well, you know,
which is somewhat offensive to just group everybody in and say they're all A-holes. But
Oregon State tends to have a lot of guys that sort of a little rough around the edges, junior college guys that needed a second chance. And listen, a lot of those guys,
trust a beaver.
A lot of those guys have worked out in the NFL, but this guy would seem to be, the opposite of that. He didn't need a second chance. He's considered to be quality on and off the field. So I'm really intrigued by Brandon Cooks.
Before we move on to the mid-rounds, do you think there's a chance the Patriots take a receiver either in the first or second round, an early pick on a receiver, given all the guys they have sort of lined up?
Yeah, when you ran down the whole list, I would say probably two out of three of the rookies are locks. Now, I would say Dobson. I can't see Dobson leaving as a second-round pick. Boyce, I really like a lot, as we talk about all the time. I like Boyce.
Yep.
And I feel like as a fourth round pick, he's probably closer to being a lock than Tompkins. But that's where I wonder, Andy, if you're going to use one of those picks on a top two rounds on a wide receiver, who are you letting go and at what financial implications? Clearly, LaFell and Edelman aren't going anywhere. They just signed. Dobson, as I said, is a second round pick. I can't see him going anywhere. Amendola, you're going to have to, figure out what it's going to cost you to cut him. So now you're going, at best, he's going to be one of five. Where does he fit? I like some of these guys. I'd like to take a shot. And we're going to talk about some of these guys like Jordan Matthews and Allen Robinson and, even Jarvis Landry. There's a lot of good receivers in this class, and I think that you could probably get one in the third round that can play.
Oh, geez. You know what that means? Let's trade down. We'll get receivers everywhere.
Well, I don't want to trade down. I just don't want to necessarily use one of my first
picks. A lot of good receivers, a lot of good safeties, tight ends. I got to trade down, get more picks, second and third round. You mentioned Jordan Matthews, Vanderbilt. He is considered second round type prospect, sort of a mid, good size, 6'3", 212, but not quite as big as say, Evans. Or Benjamin. Allen Robinson obviously has the Penn State, Bill O'Brien, Patriots connection, another guy right in that 6'3", 210 type range.
Jarvis Landry. A lot of David Givens.
Yeah, I can see that. Jarvis Landry, I really liked a lot in what I saw. He's one of those guys. He lost a key inch at the combine, went from 6 foot to 5'11".
These things happen.
Happens. And he also ran a 4.77, which obviously is really what you're looking for.
That shouldn't happen.
But great production at LSU. One guy I wanted to talk about who had one of the more intriguing numbers I've seen or can remember looking at draft prospects is Paul Richardson. 6 foot, 175 out of Colorado, a 4.4 guy, big play guy, 20 career touchdowns, which averaged 41.8 yards per touchdown. That's pretty impressive.
And I'm going to throw in, he did jump off the tape when you watched him. I'm going to throw this in, too. On a team that wasn't very good, that he was the guy.
Yep.
How we always talk about Bill Belichick is never going to let, Torrey Smith from Baltimore get behind him five or six times in a game the way a lot of other teams do. When you ask him to take away one thing, well, everybody that played Colorado the last couple of years knew all they had to do was take away one thing. They still won the games when they played against Colorado, but they evidently couldn't stop him from averaging 41-plus yards on 20 touchdowns.
That jumped off the page to me. And, he had big nuts. Yeah, as you said, take away one thing, 79 catches for 1,280 yards and 10 touchdowns. They weren't all that successful taking him away last year. Another guy from Clemson, a little bit of a different guy as opposed to Watkins. We talked about the lack of size.
Yep.
Martavis Bryant, another underclassman, 6'4", 211, 19-plus yards per catch, only 42 catches, kind of raw, but kind of intriguing. Anytime a 6'4 guy runs a 4'4, you look at that and you say, well, that's pretty good now. That's a pretty good number. I wonder what your thoughts are on him.
I thought the hands were a little bit questionable. I thought he maybe a little bit of a body catcher, but you're right. There's some raw ability there that you can't teach. And definitely a guy, again, you know, third, fourth round, you know, worth looking into, whereas, you know, you can maybe have him around for a year. And you said he only had, I'm sorry, for like 40 some odd catches.
Yeah.
You can have him around for a year and live with the fact that maybe he only catches 10 or 12, 15 passes as a rookie. And then once he's immersed into your system, maybe you can expect big things out of him in year two.
The one thing that's really jumped out at me, too, is in the modern era here of what I'll call college offenses, used to be that 1,000 yards meant something in college. There weren't a ton of them. Everybody's got 1,000 yards now. Seems like every receiver you look at, he had 68 catches.
And I know you make fun of me for this all the time. That's why I look at the average per catch a lot more than I do.
Because you're smarter.
The
receptions and the yards. You do a deeper dive into the statistics than most.
I do no such thing, as you know. We talked on the way down here that we're already running out of positions that I can speak intelligently about because I'm way behind in the process.
I got a guy that I wonder what specifically Paul Perillo thinks of. 6'1", 195-pound walk-on, out of Wisconsin, Jared Aberderis.
I actually like him more than you think that I would.
Okay, interesting.
I don't love him.
Thought he'd be on your team with Doug Flutie and Dustin Pedroia.
I don't love him, but his production. No, Pedroia's he's got ability. He's a second-round pick. He was good.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed.
Aberderis, I don't love him. You're right. He's not one of the guys I would certainly lust after. And you mentioned this briefly when we were talking about Brandon Cooks. Not sure the Patriots want another sort of one of those types that's patrolling, crossing routes and, you know, getting a lot of shallow crosses and working out of the slot a lot. He did a lot for Wisconsin and not a very sophisticated passing offense too. So like I said with, Richardson for Colorado, they don't have a ton of different things that they're doing offensively. So for him to have that kind of production when the other team knows, listen, they throw the ball to Aberderis, and he was able to be as successful as he was. The guy has some ability.
The one thing I really didn't like about him
is... You don't like him. I know you don't. Wanted to set me up.
No yak and took a lot of hits.
None.
Felt like every time he caught the ball, he took big hits. And if you're doing that in college, it's only going to get worse. In the NFL, they're going to be bigger hits, and you got less chance of getting up.
Evidently, I was so impressed with the way he caught the ball that I wrote good hands twice in a row. Good hands. Good hands. Finds holes in zones.
Thanks, Coach. Another guy, third-round prospect, Bruce Ellington.
Love him.
See, I don't, but the Patriots may. They were reports yesterday or today that the Patriots were meeting with Bruce Ellington. 5'9", 197, played basketball at South Carolina as well.
From my boy Frank Martin.
Obviously an athlete. I think he did some running back there. He's kind of maybe one of those athletes. You never really know. They haven't done that in the NFL.
I'm sure that he came out of high school when he signed and it just said athlete.
They haven't gone to that in the NFL yet. I'm waiting for Bill Belichick to announce a pick. You know, Bruce Ellington, third round, athlete. And people go, well, I know. There's no two-letter abbreviation in my little pull-down menu for that, Bill. So tell me why you like Bruce Ellington, because I don't.
Great hands and feet. I thought he was real quick. I thought he was, he's a playmaker and I strong hands. I liked everything about him. I think his versatility is impressive and intriguing. And I know we're sort of joking around about, you know, athlete. I don't know where he'll fit. I don't know if he can run precise routes. I don't know if they just tell him to go out there and just get open. And maybe he's not a sophisticated wide receiver.
You know how that works with Tom Brady.
It wouldn't. Yeah. It wouldn't. There's no doubt about it. That's why he's a mid-round pick. But I like the idea of having a guy that can do things that I can't teach and then wondering if maybe I can work with him and teach him some of the finer points. I'm more intrigued by him than you are.
Yeah, Pitooey. As we get a little later in the draft, we're not going to go through everybody here, but I know one guy who has sort of caught the eye of a number of Patriots fans because of his school and his size, Brandon Coleman, Rutgers, 6'6", 225 pounds, 18.9 yards per catch, 20 TDs. He's a big guy, 4'5", which is pretty impressive for a guy that's 6'6". Certainly would be a red zone option. Thoughts?
Jonathan Baldwin.
Okay.
That was my thought. He's a tight end.
Yeah, but Jonathan Baldwin went in the first round, right?
Yeah.
If you get him in the fifth round, it might be a better pick.
And what do we think about Jonathan Baldwin?
Well, if he had gone in the fifth round, I might have thought a little more of him.
I wouldn't.
Brandon Coleman, just keep your name on because he went to Rutgers.
He reminded me of a tight end. He's a lumbering kind of guy. Red zone target, no question with the size. You know, it looked like he had pretty good hands, but I wasn't overly impressed.
As we get down to some later round picks, Kevin Norwood out of Alabama, another pipeline prospect coming out of the Nick Saban system. Not huge numbers, but 6'2", 200 pounds, pretty good.
Yeah, the possession type.
Size, yeah. Kind of combo, 4'5", type 40. Other guys I liked, a couple later rounds, seventh round free agent types. Baylor, Tevin Reese.
Loved him.
I thought was very impressive. Another number for you, 22 of his 25 TDs went for 40 or more yards. So obviously a big play guy. They call him Sweet Feet. We had one of those around here once, Antoine Harris. We'll bring in another one. 4'4", 40, but 5'10", 163. That's a little small, 163. That's Eric-like small. And then Shaq Evans out of UCLA.
Shaq Evans can play a bit.
Intriguing guy. You know, obviously, he played at UCLA. He transferred from Notre Dame, 6'1", 213. So he's kind of that, not a small guy, but not one of the big possession receivers. I thought he had really good body control and adjust to the ball well and has some playmaking ability. You know, made some plays after the catch.
There's another big guy late from Missouri. Ladainian?
Ladainian, yeah,
Washington. Saw him do some special team stuff as well. No, you're talking seventh round guys here. You know, and I brought up David Givens earlier. What did David Givens do as a rookie, seventh round pick? He played special teams.
Defensive back in the preseason.
Yeah. So I like his size. I liked his toughness. You know, was he as dynamic as some of the guys we saw earlier no. And that's why he's a seventh round guy.
17.9 a catch isn't bad.
I did like the speed and I like the hands. I thought he made some big plays and the fact that you saw him covering punts and doing stuff like that was, you know, something I had in the back of my mind.
Yep, definitely had some work as a gunner. I did not like him, according to my notes here. Didn't high point the ball at all. Long strides, body catcher, not confident in his hands. Got a down arrow, Paul.
That's okay. I like that.
Didn't give out too many down arrows in this wide receiver class.
Because we tend to agree too much on these things, and I like to have guys that I can throw back in your face later.
As do I.
The only thing is I get amnesia and I forget, whereas you, every time you get like one Robert Quinn, you throw it in my face for like 4 years.
Right, and then I just conveniently
even though I liked Robert Quinn, and I'm suddenly it's Robert Quinn is just you.
I liked him more. One last, I didn't
name one of my testicles after
late
him,
round. That's true. One last late round pick I want to get your opinion on because great production. We didn't have a ton of tape on him, but obviously people have seen him playing at Michigan. Jeremy Gallen, 5'7", 185.
I didn't really notice much in terms of the tape because it was a little bit short. I know the player a little bit.
Right.
And he's a slot type that, you know, he's obviously small, but he can move around and make some plays. He was quick, I thought. He had a great double move against Alabama that did jump out at me at that tape. And the fact that it was against Alabama was one of the reasons why I made note of it. Good hands. I thought there was something there. You know, found a way to get open. You know, like Bill likes to say. I need my receivers to get open and catch the ball.
And one last guy I want to throw in, a seventh-round pick, because his quarterback getting a lot of love. I wonder
didn't
about
like him
the
at
receiver.
All.
Eric Laura, Paul, 5'10", 203. How do you not like 123 catches for 1,544 yards and 19 touchdowns? Yeah. 136 catches a year earlier. He caught 250 passes in 2 years.
A lot of screens and
slants.
Why
you got to hate?
A lot of spread.
It was the mullet, wasn't it? It was the hair.
A lot of college spread offense production. You know how we downgrade the Texas Tech quarterbacks?
Yes.
Well, this guy was the wide receiver version of that. Well, someone's got to catch all the screens and slants.
Quarterback's going to go high. Somebody was getting credit for throwing those screens and slants.
I wasn't overly impressed with Garoppolo either.
Fred Kirsch that. Fred Kirsch loves Jimmy Garoppolo. But to recap, wide receivers from round one through round seven, Paul, I think there are going to be productive players taken. I think there's a lot of talented guys. Certainly if you go by the rankings from NFL Draft Scout and others. And I think we both really like Mike Evans near the top of the draft.
Yeah, he was, to me, the best.
I think we both really like Brandon Cooks, if you're looking for a speedy guy who may be available in that Patriots range. And then I really do think they can add a productive receiver. I think they could probably improve from a guy like Boyce or Tompkins in the mid-rounds. So it'll be interesting to see how that would add to the competition.
Yeah, and one of the guys, Allen Robinson, is a guy that I'm sort of...
The Billy O connection.
...got my eye on if he can get to the third round.
I don't know if he's
a third-round guy. I think he might be gone by then, but he's
Any
a guy
relation
I like.
To Ronald Robertson?
No. No, no relation to Ronald Robinson. Sorry.
But thanks for your participation in the podcast, Kevin Collins. Now you can hit that button for the close, because that's going to put a wrap on this circus.
You Paul did a Perillo, good job summing it all up there at the end, Andy.
Well, thanks, Paul, and we didn't have a fight. So we'll hold that out maybe for offensive line, running back, tight end.
Probably not.
They are all on the horizon as we go through all the prospects the Patriots could pick on May 8th and the ensuing days of this year's NFL draft. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll talk to you Wednesday for another Patriots.com prospect podcast preview, where we review the podcasts, or review where we preview them. I don't know. I let Paul handle those details. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.